I think we're still going to end up nowheres. And then for me, it's not a problem that we end up with no understanding, because I operate without understanding, and it works out, because it's a 3-2-1 it, or whatever phrase you want to say. It's a kind of indifferent. McLuhan said imagination is that thing that's not embedded in any faculty. I'm not embedded in understanding, so I'm fanatically, excessively, very energetically involved in questioning, because I don't give a fuck about any of it.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get the answer, you don't care about the answer either.
I get an answer, it's good for a couple seconds, then I think of another question.
Well, there you go. So that's outer kingdom.
Oh, what's outer kingdom?
When you don't give a fuck for more than 30 seconds.
That's outer kingdom? No, that's my inner kingdom choice factor.
No, it isn't. There's no emotion. You don't have
inner kingdom. Oh, inner kingdom is emotion. So I don't have an inner kingdom.
You don't even have an inner kingdom. Carolyn,
yeah,
we have
emotion.
Yes, Bob, we have emotion. Well, I don't. I don't know.
I don't have an inner kingdom. You all know that on Wednesday.
How are you?
I mean, you already knew?
Yeah.
All right. And she's been hoping for so much more. So therefore, you're eternally strung between the outer kingdom that you can't get to and the middle kingdom that you're having to live with.
Where does my middle kingdom come from?
Your middle kingdom is by default.
I understand there's outer kingdom and inner kingdom, and they don't talk to each other.
They can have an emotion.
The middle kingdom is like the compromise between the inner and outer?
No. Let's do it this way. You go to your doctor, which you don't do, but you go to your doctor, and your doctor is in your outer kingdom, and your doctor says, Bob, you've got ass cancer. Well, that would cause an emotion for most human creators. They would have an emotion about that. And if they have an emotion about that, then they have a force field. That emotion can draw an outcome or a conclusion, and you can see in your mind based on the emotion. Fear is an emotion. Joy.
Let me example. I went to the doctor. Most people would get an emotion.
And that emotion could stir a sight in their mind and draw what the doctor said into their middle kingdom, and they can then have cancer.
They get a thought, and then they see it, and then it becomes part of the middle kingdom.
Yes. And
so I don't get to the middle kingdom.
You don't have any fear. You don't know. You don't care.
I don't have too much of emotion.
You don't have emotion.
So emotion is a factor in creating a middle kingdom.
When's the last time you cried?
An emotion, the inner kingdom, or emotion is a factor in making the middle kingdom.
This is the part where you can't get anywhere and you're actually arriving.
Yeah.
You can't get anywhere, but you're actually arriving. The only way you're arriving is by default.
Carol got a good question for her. She values emotions, but then she says she has to wrestle with the notion that ascendedness, according to Ian, is like not having your feelings hurt.
It's not about feelings hurt.
It's not having feelings, right, Carol? Whatever.
No.
It's a quandary for her.
Carolyn does not create by default. In her number one process, because she has active all three kingdoms for her, something comes from her outer kingdom. Then in her force field, which contains her emotions, she runs those up and down the flagpole for a feeling place.
Did you say that, Carolyn, what you just said?
I see something in my outer kingdom, and then I check my feelings to see if I want to accept it or not in my middle kingdom.
She tries out every one of those.
What do I do?
Nothing.
I'm like the Blade Runner. I'm a robotoid. I'm a zombie. I'm an incomplete nothing.
No, you're a marvelous, powerful creator that only can create by default. What falls in your ass is what you get. Nothing else.
I don't create much, but I can play with what's given.
You create everything, but the only thing you create is what falls on you.
Yeah, falls on me, whereas I have nothing.
By default.
You need an inner kingdom to create?
You don't.
No, but I create by default. Carolyn does genuine non-by-default creation.
That's correct. He does the 3-2-1 process. Carolyn has a thought. Then she lets non-physical work out all the details. Then when it starts showing up or forming up, then she's in this process checking her emotions.
Deciding whether she wants it or not.
No, she's already decided she wants it. But then she gets to qualify how she wants it. I want this dress. And
I understand. So she gets to qualify. That's a normal process. Well, most people don't treat it. Most people want it, right? But their concepts belie that, and they don't know they're doing that.
Sometimes, yes.
So some people aren't 3-2-1-ing it.
Or if they are, they're just doing it, well, the world failed, everyone lost their jobs, lose your house, lose your blah, blah, blah. And then they find themselves, because sometimes of their fear, emotion, then that shows up in their middle kingdom, and then they get evicted, and then they're all mad.
Is that 3-2-1-ing it?
It certainly is.
So that's why I'm a puzzle to people. I'm not operating with a full deck.
Bob, you're a puzzle to you. Your deck is full. You don't accept cards that are dealt to you.
Is there any reason I did this, or I just wanted to have this unique kind of experience?
We have no idea, Bob. What do you say? We're not involved. You are involved, and you don't even know. So how could we tell you if you don't know?
So we got Brian's a mutant, Tina's a mutant, I'm a mutant, Carolyn.
You always wanted to be a mutant, Bob. Got your wish.
I don't even care whether I want or not. I didn't want anything.
I count. Are we a mutant? Yes, Bob. Mutant, and then you're a monster, just like all the other
doctors. Hey, Ion, you're saying I don't want anything.
No, we didn't say that. We're saying that you're not going to engage any emotion from your inner kingdom in order to affect it coming into you.
Right, and so, therefore, no creative input by me. It only falls on me by default.
That's right.
And I'm kind of good at that or something.
You think?
I figured out how to create without creating.
You create non-physical, and then you won't believe a damn word that comes out of non-physical's mouth. You start off with, well, this is going to be like every other time we do this. I ain't going to get anywhere. You can't understand anything. You can't know anything. You can't figure out anything.
No, I don't start off that way. I start off and say, oh, boy, we're going to do this topic. Oh, boy, throw the ball. This is going to be fun. But after an hour, we're back at the same thing. I won't define exactly what
every
it is.
Every single time without fail or exception, that's the way it comes out for you. Now, here's what's interesting. Here's the by default good part of that, because we're not having a problem. You're asking and we're pointing it out. Now, Carolyn, don't you find it just absolutely deliciously intriguing that he could be so cross with himself that he can't get a single concept, an idea, anything, can't get it, ain't happening, it's over. And then these indigents that he picks up on the side of the road to talk to, he can tell them every dynamic, how it applies, how it works, how marvelous this creation he brought in his reality. All you got to do is this. You can ask any question. There are no rules. I will help you beyond your every realm of knowing. It's fucked up my life, but it'll work great for you.
I know.
But you see, and so eloquently, so descriptively, so precisely, give them every dynamic. But he says, now this is the way it is. Now this ain't the way I do it. This doesn't work for me, and I don't know, and I don't care. And I'm only talking with you because I'm superior. But he doesn't say that. But because I don't have a dog in the fight, I guess I'll bow down to you and to your level to help you along.
I know. I see that in some people where they have all these minions around them so they can be superior.
Mm-hmm. But he loves everybody.
Yeah, pretty good at covering up the... I have a friendly cult. I'm a friendly cult leader, so to speak, if that's what you mean. I don't beat people up, abuse them. They have nice whole conversations with me. Okay, so Ion, what I got from that, I mastered the outer kingdom. Describing it to people is like outer kingdom reality. I'm really good at being outer kingdom, describing it and all that.
But
I live only with the outer kingdom. So I can be eloquent about what it is we're telling. I can describe.
Well, ask Ion, Bob, without telling him the answer.
Am I performing Outer Kingdom and only Outer Kingdom?
He already told you were.
I already did.
But to me, that's an insight. That's why I can explain things, because from other people's perspective, when I'm telling them something, I'm their Outer Kingdom. I'm communicating to the outer,
the
outer kingdom.
Superficial relationships all over the
top. When someone tells you something, that's an outer kingdom for you, right? It's someone telling you something. You then figure out your inner kingdom relationship to.
Yes, but if you told Carolyn that she had ass cancer, she might have an emotion regarding that and may never speak to you again.
And I know that most people, as they get to know me a little bit, are puzzled. They say, you don't take anything seriously. You're not affected by anything. That's what generally people conclude, right, Carol?
Mm-hmm.
And so all slack is a perfect place because we're all trying trying to affect
me. He'll start laughing out loud when someone tells him their mother just died, and he'll just can't believe
it. Yeah, I'll be like J.W. and go, that's cool, cool. Your mother died? Cool. He said that when Haiti happened, I think. So all sites are perfect place because they try to affect me. They're very good at trying to insult you and affect you, and it's a perfect place for me to practice just being myself, not affected, right?
But your trouble is that you keep thinking that I'm less than because I have an inner kingdom and I have some emotion, and why do I even bother having an emotion?
She says that. I think she's less than. I only think that might be possible when around someone like Ion who tells you that you shouldn't have emotions, even though he probably doesn't say you shouldn't have emotions. But that's what people think, right, Cal? That's what you think you're moving towards, an ascended state of not having emotions, right?
Oh, gracious.
You know what I mean, Cal? Isn't that...
Well, ask Ion if that's true.
And that's not true.
We've already bounced around that several times, and we haven't gotten
his
input.
Cal, I don't think you're less than because you have emotions. And I think that I have emotions. So I don't get too worried about whether I have emotions or not. They may not be...
Fine, Bob. I don't care.
No, that's all right. So, I don't have emotions. That's not going to bother me.
But you,
statement,
you know,
I don't care you.
No.
More than you don't care me.
Well, if you know, then why would then all day, every day, everything have to be validated by the asking of a question to get an answer that you're not going to have the answer to?
All right, because he doesn't have a feeling place which to run it up the flagpole of to understand it.
Yeah. Carolyn, do we eat asparagus? No, Bob, we don't eat asparagus. Oh, okay. And he really doesn't care.
I can live on sticky bears regardless of the bad effects, and I don't care, so I like them.
Carolyn, this is not working. Do we have a screwdriver? Yes, Bob. Do we have a screwdriver? Yeah, get a Phillips head screwdriver. Okay, good. Carolyn, what's a Phillips head screwdriver? He didn't know. He didn't.
Okay,
that ain't going to happen.
I've been a miserable asshole all these years for most emotional people, and yet I created Ion. Why did that happen? Why
is your question
But no.
By default. I only did it by default, Carol. I didn't even do it, Carol. It's by default.
He's more responsible for undoing all of them that he's engaged with so far. Except for Mr. Worcester. And he went into a little cave so he could smoke his cannabis all by himself.
And hide from me.
Of course.
So I killed McLuhan, Zappa, and all these people.
And Beefheart. Well, no, Beefheart never really existed.
So. Yeah, that's right. Well, he is a parallel worlder, right? A lot of these readings we did 6 months ago were based on limited understanding compared to what we have now.
What do we know now, Bob? We don't know nothing.
Oh, we have a few tentative sort of propositions. Yeah. So there was a discussion of Beefheart and Sun Ra as this and that coming from other worlds. Now we could probably have a more exact description of it because we know more of the categories, correct? So is Beefheart from a parallel world, like Tina?
Is it J.W.'s bedtime, Ion?
Actually, J.W. was going to bed about an hour ago, and then Bob actually got to a topic that was the Victrola winding down.
So he got interested?
Point where it got juicy again, and all of a sudden it was like, oh, okay, this is...
No, this is an important session for me.
There is no important session.
Remember, Ion, when I told you early on, all you have to do is talk about Bob, and he'll be right there.
Oh, you're jealous wrench or winch.
Wrench.
Hey, Carolyn, do we have a wrench?
Hey, Ion, but I get a point here. Now bring duality into it.
Now bring duality into it. Okay, that means you be quiet, and we'll bring duality into it.
Yeah, be quiet.
That's what that means. Duality for you in this dynamic means two things that you're not going to have an emotion about simultaneously take place at the same time, and you're not going to have either one of them ever till both of them or one of them gets crammed down your throat hole and you're okay with it.
Well, that's not likely to happen, is it?
Good word. You solved it, Bob. That's not going to happen. Good.
Yeah.
Absolutely, Bob.
But Ion, with duality, are we saying that there's outer kingdom Bob, then would there be another Bob who's different, works with the inner kingdom?
Both know it ain't going to work.
So I even have a unique duality. I have a duality that's not dual.
Yeah, they're dual. They're both not going to work. That's dual. You got one. that's not going to work to this level and the other that's not going to work to another level. But both aren't going to work. And then if that falls into your middle kingdom, which you don't notice, because without any emotion, then it really doesn't make any difference. Well, I don't know. I walk to the beach, and every day I go, most days I go, the beach is there. So that's all cool. All right, but that's just outer kingdom. I don't even know where I am. I don't know if there is a beach or not.
That's why I don't know where I am, John, because I don't have an emotional relationship to it.
Yeah, you don't even know which way the wind blows. I mean, and that's probably main.
The reason I don't know anything, where I am or anything, because I don't have the inner kingdom balancing judgment of it.
Right.
And that's okay until you start trying to apply these wonderful words from the thing that you created that you couldn't create, that you didn't create, that you did create, that is in your middle kingdom, the most perfect, delicious, fabulous thing in your whole wide world that you won't have a word of.
Yeah, you meant the most delicious thing, that's island, that I won't have a word of.
Won't have a bit of. It made no difference what's said, and you have it.
Well, I do have it because I live 3-2-1 it, and I'm the perfect example.
Certainly do not. You're not 3-2-1 it. You've never 3-2-1 it. You're the poster child of how not to do it, but we can't say it doesn't exist because so far it's working for you.
Okay, can we go into that a bit? Why does it work for me?
Don't do it this way. Here's the way Bob does it. Bob has a thought, and rather than seeing that thought and having it come deliciously into his middle kingdom, he does this. Now, y'all don't do this, but this is what Bob does. Bob says, nah, we ain't having none of this. Ain't gonna bad, 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 bad. That can't happen. Ain't gonna happen. He doesn't even have the opportunity to relax and allow because he won't accept it long enough to even consider if it's relaxable or allowable. And then if it falls on him, like in the cartoons when the vault falls on you, every single time they're chasing the Roadrunner and then the vault falls on the Wile E. Coyote and never catches the Roadrunner, that's the same process. But Bob is so easy about it that for him it's not a negative. But others that have emotion and fear and all these other processes, Bob, they get crossways of it, and then they have these negative connotations, and then they're crying, and they want this, and they want that. Ion, help me. I can't find the house. I can't live here. I can't have that. Well, if that happened to you, you wouldn't know or care. You don't know that you're in one now, so you wouldn't miss one if it went away. It's not a problem. But then others are living in the roach motels because they can't find a house to live in. It eludes them.
Yeah.
But because you don't have a chance to even relax and allow because you don't, then it just by default flows easily into your experience. And there is no less than because you didn't know what more than was.
So when the cup empties and there's a die-off,
you won't know and you won't care.
Die-off, and then many people go to the cup and it'll become too full, and then it'll be spilled back here. That's basically
backwash.
Right. It's up to me whether I'm part of the die-off or not.
We ain't having no die-off.
So I will be here. I will be here because it's like, I ain't dying. Why die?
Where's here, Bob? He said, I'll be here. Where's here?
Yeah, I'll just be.
Now, that's good. Now, we can work with that.
You said that to me this morning on my private message. Yeah. Said, Bob, you be?
Yeah.
Yo, Bob, you be?
Yeah.
You up?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because you couldn't certainly validate that you're going to stay here because you don't know where here is. And that's not a problem. Here's what's interesting. Even the way Bob is the exception to all other human creators of all the world, Bob is the exception only. Well, but even that, Bob doesn't use his exception to make it as a standard for everybody else. He can tell them how they can't do it too, and they really can't do it.
Wait a minute. You're saying that Bob refused to accept the fact that he's an exception. I just don't apply it to anybody or what is it?
No. You explain the wordy words the way you would enjoy doing it if you were made up that way. It would be fun to think about a pizza and then have pizza show up right in your experience right there.
So I tell people, I say, since you're normal, this will work for you.
There you go.
So then it's going to work for me, and I'll still get to the same accomplished place you're going to get by
And I'll probably be sleeping with it, eating it, ingesting it, laying in it, watching it, straightening the pillows around it. But I won't have a clue that that's what really is. So my manifestations are really superfluous because I manifest perfectly in creating my world. I just don't have a clue what I've created.